Washington debates what it'll take to raise the debt ceiling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, there's a big meeting today in Washington about the federal debt ceiling. We'll speak with a senior Democrat who is attending. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are lower right now. The Dow's down 47 points at 12,675. The Nasdaq down about 0.25%, and the S&P 500 down about 0.5%. General Motors said this morning its first quarter profit more than tripled. That's thanks to a strong sales recovery here in the U.S. and a big boost in Asia. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits jumped last week to the highest level we've seen in 8 months, 474,000. That's hurting expectations for tomorrow's big monthly jobs report from the Labor Department. Let's get reaction now from our regular Thursday guest, Diane Swonk, who is chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She's with us live now from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Diane, why is this number, the weekly jobless claims number, getting worse?
Well, some of it is due to transitory factors like the earthquake in Japan disrupting production here in the U.S., the late timing of spring break and Easter, particularly in New York, and some extension in new unemployment insurance benefits extended in the state of Oregon. So there is some transitory factors here, but let's face it, these numbers have been trending up and well above the 400,000 threshold for several weeks now, which is the wrong direction at this stage of the game.
Is it time for us to worry about this economic recovery we're in?
I think the economic recovery is durable, but the bottom line is the theme that we've seen for the last 2 years is it's not enough. It's not enough to generate enough jobs to bring back those people who lost their jobs during the peak of the recession, and it's not enough to reemploy or employ many of the new workers coming out of college today or trying to get summer jobs over the summer. It's going to be very difficult for young people in particular to get those summer jobs as older workers are replacing them, even in places like fast food shops.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, there's a big meeting in Washington today about raising the federal debt ceiling. Lawmakers are trying to agree on a long-term plan to reduce the deficit in exchange for raising the nation's credit limit. Global investors are getting concerned about whether the U.S. will be able to get its fiscal house in order. Congressman Chris Van Hollen is the senior Democrat on the House Budget Committee, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what deadline are members of Congress operating under at this point, that the debt ceiling would be hit in a matter of weeks or later this summer?
Secretary Geithner has said August 2nd is the doomsday date. In other words, we will hit the debt ceiling earlier, but that he can manage until August 2nd at the latest.
Are entitlement reforms being taken out of the discussion now in terms of raising the debt ceiling?
Well, there are reports today that the Republicans have dropped their insistence, at least for now, on ending the Medicare guarantee, which would have required seniors to be forced into the private insurance market. But subsequently, there have been statements saying they have not. So it's not clear yet what they're going to demand in terms of their Medicare cuts.
How much do you think has to be done right away to satisfy global investors?
Well, again, there are two pieces to this, right? I mean, one is to deal with the debt ceiling, and if we're not able to do that, it would have huge repercussions in the market. On deficit reduction, it's not clear other than to say that we should come up with a plan that shows a good faith effort at reducing the deficit.
But you don't think that the rating agencies and global investors need to see a long-term plan come up with right away in order to feel comfortable that the U.S. will pay its debts?
My preference is to come up with a long-term plan as soon as possible. Right away would be best. But the most important thing is to demonstrate to the country that we're able to come up with an agreement that begins the process. It would be nice to get some global comprehensive agreement immediately, but short of that, there are important things we can do that send the right signals.
Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The national chain Aaron's, which rents everything from furniture to portable computers, is in a bit of hot water this week. A Wyoming couple claims the company used a webcam built into a rented computer to spy on them. From Silicon Valley, Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
If you need a computer but don't have $800 handy, Aaron's offers a solution.
Get the lowest prices on brand new, brand name computers. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
You can rent to own for less than $100 a month. But a couple in Casper, Wyoming says when a store manager came to repossess their rented computer, he surprised them with a picture he had taken of them using the computer's webcam. And if you think that's disturbing, here's the real surprise.
I think it was very likely that Aaron's is within its legal rights, especially under federal law.
Fred Kate is director of the Center for Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University.
That's a totally different question than whether what Aaron's was doing was the right thing, which I have to say, from my perspective, it seems like what they were doing was really reprehensible.
Kate says there are no federal laws barring companies like Aaron's from shooting videos remotely with rented equipment. And if your computer is owned by your employer, there are even fewer constraints on what your boss could do. For its part, Aaron's issued a press release that blamed the incident on an independent franchisee. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where a guy named Stephen Nesbitt got a tattoo on his thigh in honor of the royal wedding. The tattoo artist inked, "Good luck, William and Kate, 28th April 2011. The only problem is the wedding was on the 29th of April, not the 28th. The tattoo artist has refunded Nesbitt $50. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's that time of year again when high school seniors send in deposits to their future colleges. But what if you're still waitlisted?
It might be that what they really need is a math major who plays the oboe, and you just can't be that person.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Exciting and potentially disappointing times for college-bound students. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.